How to serve memorial rides and funeral moments with dignity. Memorial rides and funeral moments matter deeply in motorcycle ministry. These gatherings carry grief, memory, loyalty, brotherhood, family love, unfinished emotions, and sometimes spiritual openness that is rarely expressed in everyday conversation. A motorcycle chaplain can serve these moments well, but only if that service is marked by dignity. To serve with dignity means you honor the person who died, the family who grieves, the riders who remember, and the seriousness of the moment itself. You do not rush. You do not make the gathering casual when it should feel weighty. And you do not use the moment as a platform to perform. First, prepare carefully. If you are involved in a funeral or memorial ride, learn what has been planned. Know who the key family members are. Know whether club leadership has a role. Know who is speaking. Know whether prayer or scripture is welcome and where it fits. Know whether there are tensions you should be aware of. Preparation helps you serve calmly instead of improvising in ways that create confusion. Second, keep your ministry simple and clear. In funeral and memorial settings, simple ministry often travels farther than elaborate ministry. A brief welcome, a carefully chosen scripture, a short prayer, a few grounded words about grief, hope, brotherhood, and the mercy of Christ. Simple does not mean shallow. It means fitting. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That is the kind of truth that often belongs in these moments. Honest, strong, near. Third, honor both family and riding community. Sometimes the family feels uncertain about the motorcycle community. Sometimes the riding community feels like outsiders around the family. A wise chaplain does not deepen that divide. He serves both with respect. He recognizes that the person who died often belonged to more than one circle of love. Fourth, protect the emotional tone. Memorial rides can stir deep feelings. Stories get told. Tears rise. Silence may fall unexpectedly. Some people may grow tense or reactive. A dignified chaplain pays attention to the emotional atmosphere. If something begins to drift towards spectacle, conflict, or confusion, the chaplain helps steady the moment. That may mean using fewer words, redirecting gently, or helping a private conversation happen away from the group. Fifth, be clear with scripture and prayer. If you are invited to speak, choose passages that fit grief honestly and offer real hope. Psalm 34:18, John 1:21-3, Romans 8:38-39, and 2 Corinthians 13-4 can all serve well in these settings. But do not overload people. Read slowly. Pray simply. Let the words breathe. You do not need to say everything about death, eternity, and redemption in one moment. Sometimes one well-chosen scripture and one sincere prayer serve more faithfully than a long message. Sixth, remember that dignity includes the body. From the organic human's perspective, grief is embodied. People may be tired, cold, shaky, numb, tearful, distracted, or overwhelmed. Memorial ministry is not only about the spiritual message. It is also about helping real people in real bodies move through a painful event with support and respect. Ministry sciences also reminds us that grief can lower emotional capacity. People may mishear things. They may struggle to focus. They may move from tears to numbness to irritation in a short span of time. A chaplain who understands this will not take it personally. He will stay patient and steady. Seventh, end with hope, not pressure. A funeral or memorial moment can open spiritual hunger, but that does not mean the chaplain should pressure people emotionally. Hope should be offered clearly, not forced. Speak of Christ with reverence and compassion. Let your words point toward mercy, resurrection, comfort, and the nearness of God, but do not manipulate sorrow to produce a public response. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, "Believers do not grieve like the rest who have no hope." Notice that Christians still grieve. Hope does not erase sorrow. It carries sorrow differently. That is the kind of hope a chaplain brings. When you serve memorial rides and funeral moments with dignity, people remember. They remember that you respected the dead. They remember that you honored the family. They remember that you treated the rider community with seriousness. They remember that you spoke of Christ without spectacle. And they remember that, in a painful moment, your presence made the gathering feel steadier and safer.